Well, as we bring you coverage of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting in Kansas City, I'm Leslie Smith. As we check in with the latest from BASF, we're joined by Chad Bromer. He's the Technical Market Manager. And Chad, as we look forward to the growing season, looking at cotton, what are some new things that cotton farmers can look forward to in the near future?
Well, BASF, we're very excited for the 2015 cotton growing season. We anticipate deregulation of dicamba-tolerant cotton and also the availability of Ingenia herbicide, which is BASF's newest, most advanced form of dicamba within our portfolio. And, you know, for cotton farmers in your region, it is going to be a fantastic solution to control difficult and even glyphosate-resistant broadleaf weeds.
With having this new technology, you know, what is that going to bring to their operation?
I think what it's going to bring is two things. It's going to help them maximize their yield by getting rid of these difficult broadleaf weeds, and that's going to transpire into lots more money. At least that's what we've seen in different systems so far. When we keep the fields clean using a pre-emerge herbicide with residual and then follow up with an early post-application of Ingenia, we're taking out those weeds, and we're actually helping farmers because they have less to worry about in their field and less late season or lay-by applications in order to control the weeds.
We've seen the issue of herbicide-resistant weeds growing. So with having this new technology, I guess, how do we make sure that this technology is the most effective as long as possible?
Right, and the commitment here has to be that Ingenia is a great broadleaf herbicide, but it doesn't exist alone in order to control broadleaf weeds in your production system. And that's why that pre-emergence production system with the residual, along with Ingenia early post, and then there's other things like our residual herbicide followed up at a lay-by application. It's multiple effective sites of action for these broadleaf weeds, and that's going to help us continue to use this dicamba-tolerant production system, not just for a few years, but well into the future, as we help to manage resistant weed problems.
Well, again, some exciting news for cotton growers as we've been joined by Chad Bromer. He's with the BASF Corporation as we bring you coverage of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting in Kansas City. I'm Leslie Smith.